Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone. Yay. Okay, is
What?
everybody else wiping their brow from the last week that we've had? Yeah.
I just stayed inside. I'm just like, it.
There was one day where I actually said, "You guys realize you gave the person that's having the worst luck today the thing that could hurt everyone?" I'm banging this thing around trying to get it in the house, and like, it's I could drop this on you. Yeah, so it's been a week.
Are you talking about an air conditioner?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Now, so my mom ended up going back into the hospital
Oh.
Sunday night. She went into the hospital for pancreatitis, and she ended up one of the times she was going to get out of bed for a potty break, she twisted her bad knee. And so
Ah.
now the bad knee hurts worse than anything else. So anyways, getting her back, she got home yesterday and we were bringing her back into the house, which was creative because they were painting the house. So the side that had the ramp on it was not accessible. So we had to get her to go up a couple of steps. And so they handed me the walker and I'm trying to get
Ah,
that
got
thing
it. Okay.
over. I'm just about smacking her and dad. And I'm like, you guys, I don't know why you gave this to me. Anyways, but yeah, so she's home and doing better, but now her knee hurts. And so we're just send her lots of love, everybody. She just needs a lot of love right now to just feel like she can finally get some healing done and back on track again.
And
So.
me, I want to go, which knee was it? When did it start? And all that stuff. But
Oh my
we're
God, I was mini you. I think she wanted to smack me. So it's on the right side, Mom. Why are you not feeling flexible about things? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it's like, yeah, what's going on? Is something
What's
going
going
on
on
with
right
her dad? What is
now?
she, what is she, what does she want to do that she's not doing? Anything along that line. There's something going on right now. And she's probably like, yeah, it's you. Stop.
Of course. So. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, but it's definitely interesting. Everything that was happening on the right side. So we definitely had a little chat.
There's something going on.
That's right. So, and it'll get worked out, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, and that's where, you maybe open a little bit, and then just, by saying a little bit, maybe it gives her something to think about. And
Yeah,
go from
exactly.
there.
So those of you who are regular, you notice I have new space.
You
I moved
got it.
my office to a different room in the house, and so this will be my new background. I'm no longer facing a wall. I feel
Very pretty.
I can go back and
Yeah.
forward. And all the commotion that usually happens behind the monitors in the bulk of the room, well, this is the bulk of the room now. So, Buddy says hello.
Hello, buddy.
And I'm sure that throughout, I have my door open so the kittens, the dogs, all of them can come in and out. Now you guys will see that in the background.
Latte's usually behind you on the chair.
She's boycotting me today. She went back into the other room and went to her favorite spot.
I don't know what's going on. What's this is where I'm supposed to be.
I'm having a little detachment anxiety myself. It's like, I get it. She's, you don't know how many times I've walked to the other spot and went,
Yeah.
oh yeah, I'm not in there anymore.
Yep.
I'm over
What's
here.
wrong with this space?
So
It doesn't look right.
yeah, but it'll be the new normal. You know, this is all of the energy is all about the change right now, right? We're changing things up and we're being shown what's working and what's not working. I was comparing it to digging a hole the other day, you know, like the first, like if you're out in the sand and you're digging a hole, the first couple shovels full are pretty easy because it's loose sand and then you start getting more compact. Well, this is what we're going through. We're getting into the deeper sand that you're way down in the hole now and you got to shovel it out over top and it gets a little harder. So we're getting into that harder layer of what we're
Okay.
cleaning
Because
out.
here, when I get to that third shovel full, I'm hitting rocks.
Oh, no.
What does that
Let's say it means you're rock solid.
Oh, okay. I know if I can get enough around them, you know, then I can, it is a solid foundation for whatever I put in there.
That's right. See, that's a good thing. All right. So if you guys have questions for us today, please go into the comment section and type Tiffany in capital letters, because Tiffany, Julia's daughter, is our moderator in the chat room. She's going to let us know when we have questions, or we're going to get to as many of the questions as we can. Yeah. So grab your friends, come on over. Last week, Julia won the Who Had More People on YouTube challenge.
Thank you so much.
So this week, guys, who do you want to watch that from? That's right. Anyway, so we're having a lot of fun with that, just playing with who gets more YouTube views. So, a little friendly competition.
Are you putting in there where you're from? Because,
you know, I think a few of them have been. You guys have been chatting it up pretty good. I have to rewind this a bit. West Hollywood, Ohio, Australia, Nebraska, Ohio again, Maine.
Okay.
Cincinnati, Ohio, Florida, Pittsburgh. We have, we have a first timer. Welcome, Diane. And from the UK, we got Anthony from the UK, from Wales.
Nice.
We've got Anne saying, what's happening? Well, we're telling you. It can be a little crazy.
We're still figuring it out. So.
We're still figuring it out. Another Ohio, unless this is the same Ohio reaching out again. Let's see, what else do we have? Washington State. Hello, neighbor.
I'll say that's close Atlanta. To you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Arizona, San Diego, and let's see, we got
wonderful places.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see where you guys are all from. I see why you like to do that.
Yes,
New Zealand. I just accidentally. Oh, there we go. Found my spot. Okay, Iceland.
I was just looking at pictures of Iceland today.
Were you
about a trip there?
Is that the Aurora Borealis lights you're talking about to see?
Yes,
Scotland. Canada. That, you know, can you say Canada without doing the little Canada, doing a little Canadian accent with that?
Canada.
Mum. And what are some of the words that I just love how just some words are said slightly different. And then I'm like,
about,
Canada.
About.
Yeah.
About. And process. Process always gets me. It's like, up until they say that word, I'm like, I didn't know where you're from. Then they do that. I'm like, I know exactly where you're from.
Yeah. I know where you're from. Yeah. So let's see. Anybody else? Texas. Some of them I'm looking at going, oh, do I repeat that? No. Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Donna.
Now you're getting close to me.
Okay. We all got our neighbors here. Mm-hmm. Everybody come on in. Now, Donna, are you going to go to Julia's YouTube or to mine?
You're my neighbor.
Now, do you want to play favoritism? I don't know. Okay, so we got a couple from New Zealand, Mount Shasta, Northern California. So there's another neighbor on the other side. We got Illinois. We got Detroit, another Texas, another Australia, another California.
Everywhere. Guys,
Omaha, Vancouver, BC, Wyoming. Yeah, Wisconsin. I was like, I think we got them all, and then I see more that we didn't get.
Oh, thank you so much for putting them all in there, guys.
North Dakota. Yeah, Springfield, Missouri. Yeah.
That's close to me, too.
Right, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys see what you're doing when you do that. So you light up your part on the grid, and that's just all these ping, 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 ping. One, it shows us where we all are, but two, it's lighting that grid up. This is energetic work.
Yeah.
You're working on the grid when you do that. You're going, I'm here. Yay. That's you doing your part.
Yay. We love you doing your part. We got Tennessee. Finally, we get an Oregon. Hello, Lori. Great to hear from you. Wyoming, Canada, New Zealand again, Minnesota.
A lot of New Zealand. That's really cool. That's,
I know. We're getting
Australia.
A good
one. I know this is. Yeah, I know this is a good time for Australia and New Zealand.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Wake up, Australia, New Zealand. Let's get our metaphysics on. Okay, so.
Okay, so now what do they need to know to make sure they're in here? If they're watching on some of the, like, the Facebook pages, or they need to click on. They need
I
to do
would
something?
Encourage you. I'm not sure. We had some conflict on whether or not all the chats were getting into our main feed chat. So if you're watching on Facebook, click on the banner to open it up fully and then comment in there, and that'll give you better odds of actually getting your question in. So if you guys weren't getting your questions asked last time and you were on Facebook, that might be why. If you were just posting right under the feed versus opening that feed up and then commenting inside. So that's what we're going to encourage you to do, see if we can figure out if that's what was happening or not. Because, yeah, we were discovering there was questions that weren't showing up on the feed. So,
yeah, we don't want that.
No, we want your questions.
Yes,
we're entertained. We're entertained by that. All right.
Well, let's look, before we go, you know, last week you were talking about some of the astrological stuff that was going on. Is there any more along that line, like you were just now saying something about it's a time to, we're changing, things like that anymore? Because I love this.
So I got to listen to a really fun one. And if you guys want to keep up on your astrology, go on YouTube. There's so many good astrologers on there. But I watched one today where he broke it down by sign. So that was kind of fun, because when he got to my sign, I was like, oh my God, I totally am doing that. So, it's really interesting. We've got a full moon coming up on the 1st of August. And so that's very much bringing in some energy that's kind of, for some people, it's saying, you know, let's go this new direction. Other people are re-looking at, it depends on where it falls in your house on your chart, right? And so he would go through and tell each sign where it fell in the chart. And I might even be able to tell you who I listen to here in a second, if I can figure out how to get that right. Because, you know, I'd like to, astrology guy, that's what he's called, astrology guy. So,
right. Okay.
Astrology, yeah. So he has one up that says, how will your zodiac sign be affected? So it was kind of a fun one to listen to, and he keeps them really short. So, and, or you can just tab to your sign and just listen to your sign. But there was a lot of things around, you know, maybe, It kind of falls into the same thing we always talk about. If you don't pick up the signs that you need to switch a job, the universe is going to switch it for you. If you don't figure out which people in your life are good for you and not good for you, they're going to clean it out for you. That kind of stuff is going on.
It can feel very traumatic when the universe, because it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening to me. But you've been getting signs for quite a while that say, hey, time to do some changes. And we just don't listen, you know? So it's like, if you can do them. You don't have to wait for the universe.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. If you're feeling the nudge, pay attention to it, because then it kind of gets to be more on your terms than when it's surprise, we're doing this for you. And for some, you're not going to be able to foresee what's coming. It's going to be like, what? What's that? And it's going to show up, and it's doing that on purpose, because it's giving you the opportunity to react differently than you have in the past, to see where you're at with that now. So, you know, if you're being confronted by something, or you're being put in a position or made to choose or whatever, you know, and it's like, it's very interesting times. But, you know, basically we're seeing the same patterns that we have seen, and we need to look at, are we doing the same thing, or are we trying something new now? And
yeah, because I think we said that before, it's like revisiting it to see how we are with it now, how we react to it, whatever. It's like, did I learn everything I wanted to? But I like what you're saying there. It's like,
yeah. Well, mine was kind of fun, because it was, you know, where you might have stayed silent before to keep the peace, you might speak up now. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a situation where I did that. I spoke up, and so then I listened to this afterwards and went, oh, goody, I passed. No, you know, I think I did that right. Yeah. I didn't just sit on my hands this time and be like, no, but, you know, it's really good for our growth as we, you know, we have these things lined up for us. We have things geared to us all the time. Things are happening on purpose. And I'll just keep saying it. It's happening on purpose. We may not like it, might not feel good. We might not even like it afterwards, after we've gone through it, but we learn and we grow. And if we're applying what we're learning, then you're going to like it in the long run.
Yeah, and something really big to add there is, yeah, because you're saying we may not like it. We're like, sometimes there's a tendency to feel like a victim like that whenever it's like, oh, I don't like this. Why is this happening? But we have to remember we're the ones doing it. We are doing it to ourselves. This is our higher self, our soul, whatever. It's just the conscious mind that may not be aware of what's going on. But that's where we're giving you a clue. We're letting you clue in, hey, so that conscious mind won't be reacting like, ah,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, wait a minute. I created this. This is what I am doing. So that helps me a lot whenever, if I can go back on
it
that.
It does me too. It's like, what did I put this in my life for? What am I trying to learn from this? Mm-hmm. And if other people are involved, most likely you on a higher level, all of you planned it. It's like, why did we throw this, in our path? And let's look at that. And if you got a group of people you can look at that together with, all the better. So get those evolved friends that will look at it with you.
Yes. Yeah, they're wonderful. It's really fun to look at things in that way.
It can be when you let go of the attachment of the victim part and then start going, okay. Yeah. Like I went into reaction, then I was like, okay, I designed it. Why did I design this? What am I trying to look at? What is it surfacing for me?
What am I learning?
What am I learning?
What am I learning? What am I learning now?
Why did I choose a week where I'm not going to get any sleep to do it? So very interesting indeed. So that's kind of my version of what's going on the planet right now. And I just labeled 2023 as that year to kick up the dust. And then you might think, I don't even think the dust settles anymore. I don't know about you. It's like the dust gets kicked up and then it might start to thin out and then we kick it up again. And
it's I think that kind of goes along with, for the last several years, we've been saying, it's like, oh, people were saying, when's it going to go back to normal? And like, that's not going to happen. There's new normal. And I think that's kind of along the same line. It doesn't ever go back. It doesn't ever settle into anything. It's just new normal, new normal, new normal. It just keep going. We always like, oh, when's it going? It's going to calm. It's going to do something. Oh, what they just said is, that's what we're, it's to be the calm. You are the one that's the calm within all of this. So that's where it's like, as long as we're looking to our external to be the calm.
Yeah.
You be the calm and then it will be calm. While it's doing this.
Home it out together.
It was really funny. I was working with someone yesterday and that was a message that she was getting was to be calm. But she's like, what, like Buddha? And that was really, I was like, no, you don't have to be calm like Buddha. It's just you can be calm without having to go with the full boom kind of stuff. It's just being the still. You are that. They're always saying the eye of the storm. Everything's going on around. You are the one. You are the calm, and then people gravitate to you. That's who they're looking for. They're looking for that calm.
Yeah.
There's reactionary going on everywhere. That's then distractions and everything. You know who you are. You just be you. You be that calm. Everything's fine. This stuff doesn't affect you.
Yeah. All right. So as we go into the Zen, Tiffany. Oh, maybe.
Hello. You think I wasn't here?
Yeah, we were starting to wonder. Did you see the flare I sent up?
Yeah, all the way over here. I got it.
Got it.
Next time, carrier pigeon.
Oh, you got it. Absolutely.
Okay.
All we have here is a cockatiel, though, so maybe it might be a cockatiel pigeon.
Okay, let's start training.
I'll just let it see what happens.
All right. This question is from Tom. I am still really new to everything and have recently been focused on trying to connect with my higher self. So much to figure out, and I just don't know where to start. Not really a question, but thought that you could give guidance.
Yeah, and I think I've seen, Tom, I think you have written some things, and it's like, thank you for bringing it on here. It's much easier to address questions, comments, whatever, guidance things here. So Yeah, here's the big thing about your higher self and connecting is it's right there and you're always connected. It's not like it's a big effort that you have to go to. It's not a long distance call. It's not anything that like, and that's what I think we feel like, oh, I have to really work at this. You
Yeah.
just have to, it's allowing. Your higher self is always there and it's always communicating with you. And by you just ask a question and just allow, just listen. You get still and quiet. There's that calm thing. Whatever you get, now it may be you may hear something, you may feel something, whatever, that is your higher self. Okay. And then you may be going, well, I've had that. This is what happened to me. It's like, well, I know what that is. You
Yeah.
know, it might be a gut feeling, it might be a whatever. It's like, but I've had that for a long time. And when I had a session and connected right with my high self, it was like, oh my gosh, I know what that is. You know? And that's what I'm wanting to say is you're always connected. You're never disconnected. It's nothing that you have to go make an effort for to get. And so it's just a matter of allowing yourself to feel the connection because it's already there. It's no work for you. It's just feel it and just allow it. And you know, like I said, just ask a question, you'll get it. It's already giving you answers. You're just maybe not aware of it giving you answers. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I have nothing really to add to that. I was going to be a little smarty pants and go, "Yes, you have to climb the highest peak of the highest mountain," but no, it's
And some
really,
people think that they do. They have to do this
yeah,
great effort to be worthy or something like that. And it's, this is who you are. You are
right.
your higher self.
My best conversations are when I'm driving and I turn the radio off and it's just me in the car and I'm
Yes.
having these conversations. But yeah, and I get a lot more insights in those moments. Another place that people really connect with the higher self is the shower because they're
We
nice
always,
and
I call
relaxed,
them the
right?
shower epiphanies. Shower epiphany, and that's what exactly because you've got that water running over you. It's very cleansing. It's that energy is just coming right in. So a lot of people, some people
Yeah.
do it in the bath. Some people do it the hair dryer. I know somebody that she gets them when she does, dries her hair. So it comes at the oddest time, but mine are the shower too. Shower
Yeah.
epiphanies, they're called them.
Yeah. You just got to quit busying yourself so that you can take those quieter moments, when you're in that pause where you're driving or showering or working in the garden, doing the dishes. If I want to
Mowing.
get connected, I start doing my chores because
Yeah,
it's,
it's all the chore stuff,
yeah.
huh?
Kind of because I'm busy, that keeps the critical mind busy, and then my higher self can come in a little easier. So go do some chores. Do some yard work, go for a
Yeah.
walk, that
You
kind
know, and another, I mean, because I'm saying you're always connected. So I mean, if you have something you're trying to work on, like another thing that you're wanting answers, maybe ask them right before you go to sleep. And then just say, you know, like give them to me in a dream, give them something. But by the morning, you will have something. You will either wake up with an answer, with something, or you will have a dream. You'll have it something in some way. I can't tell you how yours will be because every one of us receives information in different ways. And so it's a matter of you kind of getting familiar with how yours works, how your information comes in. But just be open, completely open to whatever it is and allow it. So that's the place to start, is I feel like is just allow.
Yeah, I agree. All right. What else we got? Tiffany.
This question is from Q Lin, and thank you for sending how to pronounce that. We often hear that it is harder to see someone who is vibrating at a higher frequency, like not seeing cars or someone getting bumped a lot. My question is, how can someone at a lighter frequency see us and we can't see them?
Oh, at a higher frequency, they see us, but your question
We
is how
can
do they
see
see
that.
us, but we can't see them.
That was in that dream I had years ago, where we went through a shift, and the ones that went through that enlightening shift could see everyone, but the ones that didn't go through it couldn't see you. They can see you, they just can't see you. Does that make sense? Like, I'm aware that this person's over here in the corner, but I'm not aware of you enough to actually acknowledge you.
Okay.
So, at least that's the way it came across in the dream, is that, if you can see, if you've gone through a lot of the enlightenment and all the doing all the evolutionary stuff and loving yourself and all the goodies and raising your vibration, you can still see everyone. But the ones that are still in the denser energies aren't going to relate to you. They're not a vibrational match. Ah,
there we go.
So, yeah. So you're there, but they're not a vibrational match. So they end up bumping into you and going, oh, I didn't notice you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not that you're not there. It's that they're not in the awareness that you're there.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes. Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. So it's a vibrational match thing. And yeah, we talked about that not too long ago where we were talking about make sure that you, if you're in those higher vibrations, that you kind of put some love around your car so that the traffic sees you. Because yeah, they might not be aware until they're like, oh, oops.
Yeah, where did you come from?
Yeah. So that's a good question.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
I just, Tom followed up that he's apparently not doing enough chores. So he said, thank you.
I got some. There's a,
yeah,
there's
just don't try. You don't have to try, I guess is my point. So that's what we're saying. If you'll do things that are kind of mundane, that just they get the conscious mind. If you notice your mind starts wandering at those points, you know, it's like, yeah, mowing. I loved mowing for that reason. So it's just, I can just, you know, and then like you're saying, any of these things, but it's just, you're just allowing. Yeah, just don't make it an effort, because when you make an effort, that closes down that opening that it's coming through, you might say.
Yeah.
Very cool. I love it.
In the flow.
This is from Dee Dee. Communication with spirit and 5D. I've noticed the past few weeks while walking my dog in nature, insects buzzing in my ear sounds like voices speaking to me. Is this because I'm vibrating on a higher level?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, if you're in nature, I'd say you're talking to the fairies.
I that's exactly what I got with those are fairies.
Yeah. I was sitting on one of my chairs today, and it was next to the window with a curtain with patterns in it. And I looked over, and one of the patterns just looked like a pixie fairy looking back at me. I'm like, oh, hi. You know? I started seeing faces and all kinds of things. Today was a sea face. I saw faces in the trees, and usually I have to take pictures to see them, but I was just looking. I'm like, oh my gosh, I see the face. And then I'm looking at the carpet, and there's a face in the pattern of the carpet. And then in the curtain, and I was like, today's a face day. They definitely want me to have the message that I'm not alone, you know, that I'm being supported. So I love that. Yeah. I would definitely say that's fairies.
Me too. I would. Yeah. It was fairies, not insects. It just, yeah. But see, that's what the conscious mind does. It's going to go, well, it's insects because you're out in nature and blah, blah, you know, it's like, but it's actually this thought that the conscious mind is going, I don't know what to do with that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So
very cool.
Been voted on. You communicate with the fairies.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
Dee Dee. Look, her name's Dee Dee.
Right.
That's fairy energy.
And it's such an empath energy too. So of course you're sensing them. But yeah, bring a journal and start asking questions and then write down what you think they're saying. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Sorry, Tiffany. We kept talking.
It's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. continuing on with 5D discussion. This is from Heather. What is the best way to introduce the new Earth/5D to spouse? He says I should be chucked into the loony bin.
What do we do about that?
You know, sometimes we feel like we have to convince people. They have to understand what we're thinking and what we're going through. But, you know, these other people are in our lives for a reason. And sometimes it could be as a stabilizer to, you know, a grounder, things like that. You just be you. I'm being told you don't need to try and convince him. You don't need to try and explain it. You just be you. He's experiencing things in his own way. I think sometimes we look at someone and go, you know, they don't understand this. They aren't seeing the 5D, or they aren't going to be in the 5D, or they aren't whatever. They need to understand this. And we don't know everything. You know, we're not seeing it from this other dimension where we can see everybody's paths. You know, he may be more understanding of it than any of us, but he's doing it from this other perspective of a very grounded or something. I don't know him, but, you know, just maybe from this place of, you know, that doesn't make sense. It just, does that make any sense, what I just said there? Because what I'm saying
does.
Is, okay, because we can't judge where somebody's at just by how they present to us here on this
Well,
plane.
And you made a good point that we don't know what their path is. I found in some of the sessions that a spouse has showing signs of not awakening at the same time because they're not supposed to. That, you know, you come in with these certain roles that you're playing, and maybe them not showing signs of awakening yet is pushing you in a direction.
Exactly. It's helping,
or helping
you.
Someone else or someone they're working with. It's not their time yet. It's your time. And then they're still doing stuff in a third dimensional facade of what they came to do. It's right. Not their turn to wake up yet. So.
And it doesn't, it's nothing against them, and it's nothing against the evolution. It's nothing. See, that's where we don't know the whole picture, so we can't make any judgment calls. Everybody's got their role, but I guarantee I'm right on board with that. Is he's serving a certain purpose to help you. Now, what happens, you know, that's his role for you. You think that's going to go? I mean, that's a purposeful role, you know.
If we can all trust that our loved ones they have guides and angels, same as we did. They have counsels that help them plan this life, same as we did. You have to trust that they're on the journey that they designed for themselves to be on. You be on your journey. If they're curious about it, they're going to come to you. They're going to want to know more information, and you're going to have that opportunity. But if you're trying to wake someone up, or you're trying to get them to look at this something the way you view it, it's going to start feeling like you're hitting your head on a brick wall. It's not the way it's supposed to go. You don't have to convince anybody you're right or wrong. Just find what you're passionate about and keep learning about that.
Yes, you be you. You be exactly. That is so beautifully said, Tracy.
I'm just being me.
Exactly. Just be you and appreciate everything that's going on, and it all falls into place. I guarantee you, it all falls into place.
I agree. Right. We just stare into the space. Will she unmute? Well, she did. Oh, but then she muted again.
She's.
We can play this game.
You're teasing us. what you guys can't see is her little microphone goes mute and unmute. Mm-hmm.
This is from Jade Likes Cats. Along with the backdrop people concept and places not existing when we're gone, what happens to our home with our pets when we're gone? Does their consciousness keep it all there?
Okay, what I'm getting, your consciousness keeps it all there because you have a memory and you know that you have a home. So you are keeping it all there. You know, you have all these things that are in place there. I know what you're saying there is, but like when we're not there, when our focus is not on it, it goes away. But it's more than that. This is a deeper construct just because we have expectations, we have memories. And I would say also because the other members of the, you know, the beings that are there, they are holding it together. But what's coming to me is memory. We know that we have that waiting for us. So that keeps it in some level, some plane. That's a great question for a QHHT session.
Yeah, it is. And remember, everything is consciousness. So if your pets had consciousness, then what was the journey for that particular consciousness?
Right.
Well, part of it was maybe to spend time with you. Then you leave the planet. Maybe now they go spend time with someone else. You know, there's still consciousness and they're still existing. So, you know, and like you were saying, Julia, we exit this planet. We're taking our reality with us, the way we perceive and receive everything. But you know, if we've left an imprint with other people, there's that memory, that vibration frequency of our past. But yeah. I mean, we're really attached to those things. And that's what 5D is trying to get us to, is to not be attached to that legacy or that thing that we think is real. Be in the moment, and you don't have to worry about what's going to happen here, there, or other. when you get into the trust, and when we all start getting into that trust, that we're all connected outside of this realm, then we'll never view it as leaving or separating.
Yeah, or what disappears when I'm not there. It's like, yeah, none of that.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing, she brought up the backdrop people, and I would like to, because a practitioner came up, got some more information on it, and was asking me if that was what Mom had gotten. And I was like, no, but that's what I got.
Oh, so interesting.
Very cool. And so it was reinforcing and confirming what I have contended to be what, you know, my truth for a long time. So, you know,
I want to see if it mirrors mine.
Okay, cool. Because it's been a, you know, like, oh, what is it? Are they real? And, you know, Mom is asking all these questions around it, because it's like trying to understand it. Like, do they have souls? Do they have, because it's like, they're just there. They're just in your sphere because you need fill in people, things like that. And we have to understand where Mom was coming from at the time. It was where, what she understood. And I get it totally. But we're talking, it's almost been 10 years now. Okay. Yeah, probably not.
Wow.
10 years.
Wow.
So you look how much we grow and evolve in that time, you know, and everything. And so in these periods, but what always made sense to me, because some of the things that, I mean, it was just theories. I mean, it was just based on, you know, you're trying to understand something that's really convoluted. And it was like, this doesn't make a lot of sense. But the only thing that made sense to me was because she was trying to identify, who are these backdrop people? What are they? Who are they? And what made sense to me is, we are all backdrop people for each other.
For someone. Yeah.
Yeah. We fill it in for each other. And it's just agreements that we make. And I know in her last, like in Convoluted 5, she asked more questions trying to get more information. And they were like, well, she kept trying, do they have souls? Do they have this and stuff? And it's like, they said, well, yeah, they have a soul, but it's like they're not, it's different. And they're not really part of the world unless you bring, like, if you put attention on them, then it brings them in. And it's like, okay. And that always was kind of like, well, that's weird. Well, this person, what they got was, it was exactly that. And so that way they did get what Mom got, but it was just, it's done in a little different way. It's like, we're talking about this, God, just went blank. What's the world that we create? I mean, it's everything we create. It's got that word. It's like all the, anyway, the dynamics, the world, I mean, the planes that we're all like, we create things on. Okay.
Yeah.
And when we do that, see, we have our, what they're saying is, yeah, we have our bubble. We're in a bubble, and which is, hello, always saying that too. I mean, not my world, not my bubble. Okay. In our bubble, we create what we want. All right. And we bring in the people. This is all done on this other level. We have agreements with people, whoever's close by and willing to play a role, whatever role is necessary. And it might be something to fill in. You just need some people in the background. Great. And so that's all happening. But then if you pay attention to someone, what happens is that it was like a film, that film of that bubble, it brings them through temporarily because now they're in your world. You have acknowledged them, they come in, but as soon as you stop, you know, then they'll go back, you know? So it's like, oh my gosh, see, that makes so much sense. I hope I didn't make it more convoluted, but that's how my brain can understand it. It really, and then here she was supporting what I had been.
You were, yeah. I always relate to it in the video game format, but that's probably because I have three boys and they're always playing video games.
Where do you think that comes from?
You get people all around the world playing the same video game, but, you know, they get their little group of people that they play with. And then this group over here has their little group. And it's the same thing. And then every once in a while, those groups cross paths in the game.
There you go. Yeah. Where do you think that comes from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Games, you know, we're creating. I mean, it's that, what is that, what they call art imitating life? I mean, is how we're helping ourselves to understand what's really going on.
Yeah.
This is what we're
doing. Mirror it to ourselves through these movies and videos and games and.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trickery.
So little by little, because before it was like, oh, the backdrop, oh, and, you know, it's just like, oh. Some people are trying to make it where it's really yucky
question for you. You're in your high vibrational psychic brain right now. Is there a reset button? Like a video game would have a reset button, right? Is there a reset button? I had that conversation today going, you ever feel like I've done this like 100 times before? Did I hit reset or something? No, I'm just trying
that's
to get it
so
right.
Funny because how many times that's so funny because sometimes, you know, it feels heavy. Things like, oh, and you're just like, can I just reset? Can I just turn it off? Sometimes I just want to turn it off.
Yeah.
And you know, that's, they make songs, make the world go away or stop the world. Oh, let me off. That I think that's where those are coming. It's like, sometimes it gets overwhelming and like, and it starts like, feel like it's moving faster, faster, faster. I'm like, I just want to get off of this ride for a few minutes, you know, so I can kind of get back my equilibrium, something.
Yeah.
And so I want to look along that line of knowing that we can reset.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got when you said that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, we can reset. But see, there's something. When you're playing the game, because I don't play these games, you and Tiffany play these games. When you're playing them, at what point do you push reset?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think that's kind of an older version video game. Today's video games probably don't have a reset. But, you know, when back in the day when they had Atari and in television and all those things, you could hit reset and it would start the game up again. So, you know, if you had three lives and bam, bam, and then you'd hit reset and it would start it up again. So yeah, something
right.
along those lines where, nope, that didn't end right. Reset, try it again. And, you know, until you
try
get
again.
The amount
I
of
can see
desire.
Us doing that all day long. Yeah, I can see us doing that all day long. It's like that. That's probably where we're feeling like we're okay. This, you know, like I said, we revisit, revisit, revisit. That those could be resets.
Yeah, deja vus could be resets, and a lot of things could be resets. So yeah. All right. Cool.
Tiffany, you, what do you say on the reset stuff? Do you still play games? Is there any? What would be the point that you would, or can you reset?
I think, like Tracy said, the newer ones, there's not like a button. I mean, you, yeah, no, it's like, I just quit. That might be, that would then come
that's
back.
That's where I get off.
Again,
I'm getting
yeah,
off this ride.
Come back again to it later. But yeah, the reset would have been, I got frustrated because it didn't go how I needed it to go. And so you started over.
Yeah. So I love this concept. I love this concept. This is something that could be really interesting. It's like when things get, maybe let's try that. Remember, these are playing games. This is stuff, we don't hurt anything, but let's say we get to a point, let's like, can I have a reset, please?
Yeah.
Reset. I mean,
there's no harm in trying, right?
No harm in trying.
We
I
get
don't know what happened.
Realities, then let's find a reset button.
Yeah, but make it, you know, I mean, put it where it would be worth it, you know, in a game. I mean, you don't just do it just for the heck of doing it. You know, you just, it's like, you're at a point. It's like, I think maybe I could have done this differently. I think I could have done this, whatever the reason is. But yeah, we don't, I just know in life, I mean, in games, I play simple games. I think recently I only reset one time. That's probably the first time ever in years and years and years of playing games, but not your kind of games. But it's like, I just see them through, you know, you just keep going until you lose or
yeah.
Yes, you
know? Oh, you're out of lives. Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Tiffins, what else you got?
Well, I'm getting something coming in here.
Oh, look at, yeah. The
note. Oh, just something major. Maybe whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe we're on to something.
Yeah. I like it.
Well, if I could just add into that reset thing, it was kind of, it was making me think of going down the lines of reframe. So if you reset, reframe, and then also change your thinking patterns.
True, because reframing does reset. It changes it all. Yes, very good.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is from Dana. I'm having a hard time between the fine line. Hold on. I'm having a hard time between the fine line of delusional thoughts and spiritual guidance being heard through meditation, et cetera. How do you know it's not just in your head?
And that's an excellent question. And that's a very human question. It's how I like to describe it. I think everybody on this learning path asks that question at one time or another. How do I know this is real? How do I know this is not me? How do I know this is not crazy?
Yeah,
exactly. We've all done it. It's a natural part. And a lot of times I think in my book, I even talk about what I did, you know, when I had those things. It's like, it's a natural thing that we do. So it's very human of you to ask that. That's your conscious mind asking that. That's perfectly fine. What I would do is like, I would get information once I started allowing it, because I went through a whole series of things to know if it was me, if it was them, if it was not, because that was just me. I wanted to understand. And so they showed me, okay, fine. We'll be, when you hear it over here, it'll be us. When you hear it over here, it'll be you, you know, just so my conscious mind could kind of make some differentiation. Found out later it was all them. It was always the messages, and it was all fine. But that was later when I was understanding and I was accepting of it. But the thing what that allows is that it allows for you to allow the information to come in. Because as long as you're thinking, oh, this is delusional, this is crazy thinking, you're shutting the pathway down for the information. And see, so if you want to, yeah, if you, so allow it, just allow the information to come in, see what you get. And then what happened with me was I would get three confirmations in a 24-hour period of whatever I heard, whatever I got, whatever I felt, whatever. It'd be like somebody come up and say something to me. I might hear it on the radio. I might see it on the TV or a billboard, anything. It was a confirmation of some kind. And what that was teaching me was how to trust the information that was coming in. So look for that. I mean, see, again, you don't have to work at these things. I'm just going to tell you it will happen. Just acknowledge when you get a confirmation, you know, just in your mind, thank you, you know, because this is helping you to learn to trust.
I told you guys that you were going to get all this stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Now you're going to have the bird's eye view of it.
I love it.
I wasn't sure what she was going to do because there was a part of me going, is she going to try to jump up there?
I love it.
So, yeah, that'll be new for us to mm-hmm. see the animals playing in the background, but there'll be more visits, I'm sure. But
do you have
anything
more to add to that? Or
no, that was excellent. We all go through that process, right? We all go through the process of figuring out what's me, what's that ego or chatter. What did your mom call it? The monkey.
I call it the Jabberwocky, the chatterbox. I mean, I just call blah, 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 that's
oh, Mr. Stupid.
Mr. Stupid. Oh yeah, that one. I blocked that one out. No.
But yeah, that part of us that wants to control it or, you know, get in there and say
thinks things. It knows everything, but it doesn't really, it just knows its world.
Yeah. One of the things I will say that I've learned over the years, I had such an amazing mentor when I was going through learning the psychic stuff, you know, and how to know what's the psychic voice versus what's not. And she told me that your higher self, the angelic realms, those higher realms will never give you fear-based answers ever. Yeah. So if you are getting a fear-based answer, that is a lower frequency of information, which is probably that ego or that exactly. ego mind trying to get in there and play with you a little bit. But if you're getting really high vibrational or like really answers that make you feel good or give you good information, you're playing in those higher realms. So.
Yeah. And the conscious mind can take on many, many different guises, you know, you're like, well, I know me, I think, but it has personalities of its own. I mean, not to say you have multiple personalities, but it's interesting.
But we kind of do.
We kind of do. Yeah, we kind of do. And so that's where some of this is that. It's exactly yeah. that. It's just taking on other personalities to sometimes, you know, it doesn't want to let go of the control. And so it can create things just so you won't listen to this other part because it thinks it's going to lose control. But that's where your objective is to talk to this part of you. And that's what I had to do. It's like, well, what have we got to lose? Let's just hear what it has to say. I mean, let's just play the game. If you don't like it, fine. We don't take it on. But see, that's where I had to go. And then when it's you, when it's me, da, da, and that was just ways that I could understand it. And then when it started allowing the information to come in or started hearing it, it was like, well, that's nothing I need to be afraid of. It's, you know, and then start realizing, hey, this is actually kind of cool. you know, because like it lets like information is coming in now. That's what this stuff was about. It was like that was some stuff coming in. That's what it allows. You know, it's like it knows it will come in. It knows it's okay. It's listening. It's, you know, everything's fine. You know, it's just it's part of the thing that it does. It likes it. Now, what they were showing me is that you want the conscious mind to work in cooperation with the higher self. And that's your objective, is to get that. And that happens by you talking to your conscious mind and going and doing that. That's how I do it anyway. It's like, what have we got to lose? It's a game. Let's just play the game. If you don't like it, fine. Take back over. But you'll find that the conscious mind is okay.
Well, once it starts moving. It's going to find its way to you no matter what, because you're going to be like, oh, I'm getting this hit. Oh, but I'm making that up. And then it'll happen. You go, oh, I should have listened. Mm-hmm. You know, and so whether you're listening to it or not listening to it, you're going to get confirmation of whether it was the higher self or not through, oh, it happened and I didn't listen, or I should have done that. I wish I would have listened. You know, those kind of things. So
that goes back and answers Tom's. That goes back and answers Tom's question, where he's like, how can I'm beginning. See, stuff like that. It's already happened.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's if you start acknowledging it. By you acknowledging it, it starts opening this thing up more and more and more.
Yeah, and then the more you trust it and listen to it, the more you're going to get, and then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is fun. I got to keep paying attention. So, yeah.
Exactly.
And that's a good affirmation too. Oh, this is fun. It's fun.
Fun. Mine is, that's cool. What else?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You know, anything, keep it positive, keep it open. When you go to fear, it shuts everything down.
Yeah.
It will always be, like you're saying, higher self, it's always uplifting. It's always positive. It's always, it will never come in with fear-based information, anything.
Yeah. There's a possibility it's going to get loud with barking dogs in a moment. My son just messaged that he's coming home. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I'm like, oh, that means they're all going to go bark at the door, but.
Well,
you
be perfect.
Know what it is now. You'll know that my adorable son is coming home.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
I think we probably have time for one more question, maybe.
All right. And then we gotta tell them all the good things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, quick question then.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I was experiencing tones in my ears randomly for months, which I thought were downloads. On June 24th, my right eardrum ruptured while donating plasma. I'm taking a lot of downtime to heal, but wondering why this happened to me.
The right ear ruptured? Is that right?
That sounded like.
Yes.
For me, the right ear is like your counsel, and then the left ear is like your loved ones for me. So when you're doing that, I'm like, what is it that, yeah, why did that happen?
Well,
what,
see, me again, right here? Is always right now.
Right
so
now.
And so it's like listening again. If you're listening, what are you not listening to? What are you? But it's something that's powerful. It ruptured an eardrum.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's a tricky one because it's.
Yeah.
So they're ringing in the ear.
What they're telling me is for you to ask your higher self. What was that? What are you trying to tell me? Go down that road. What are you trying to tell me? Because see, that's part of that's what the issue is you're not listening. Boom. So they want you to listen. So they want you to ask the question and you listen. And then that's going to, then you'll be acknowledging, and that will also heal that, because now you'll be listening. So they won't have to open that up like that.
Right. I'm sorry. I went in the chat room and someone's saying that their left one ruptured. After their, my left just ruptured after my niece died, which, what did I say? Loved ones are coming in on the left. Yeah. So yeah, they
get your attention.
They will. They'll get your attention. And you must have agreed to something with that, because they wouldn't hurt you. So there must, your higher self needed that experience to get your attention. And what I'm getting is it, you said you had to take time off now to heal that, which is making you pause and question what's going on. What am I? And you're listening more. You're paying attention. You're thinking about your ear now, and you're actually paying attention to it. And what can you hear from it? So
mission accomplished.
Yeah. It also feels like there might've been some sort of, like I call it the supernova antenna get, you know, where if you're losing or if you're not able to hear because it ruptured, that's putting a pause in what you can hear in the third dimension, which might be giving you more of that connection with the higher dimensions.
Absolutely. We were down to probably like 1 minute. So,
oh, quick, you go. All the things.
QHTOfficial.com to find a practitioner if you want a session, to find out a level one course if you want to take a course. And Tracy has the coupon code, The Magic Is Real. I'm sorry, I'm jumping in there. The Magic Is Real, all one word, if you want to get 10% off the course. And then also we have our reunion retreat coming up in Ibiza, Spain, October 4th to 9th. All of that information is on that homepage. Except for the find a practitioner. Anyway, go there. If any of this, you know, this is how you find out who you are and what you can do and all these wonderful things about yourself. Anyway, so love you all. My gosh, these are wonderful questions, you guys. It's been so much fun being here with you.
It went super fast. Bye, everybody. Big love. See you next week.